CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. California's state legislature has approved a $2.5 billion package to help the Los Angeles area recover from the wildfires. Some schools there have reopened.
It's a sound we haven't heard in about 2.5 weeks. Students back to school here in Pasadena, a district that includes Altadena.
10,000 of our 14,000 children have been impacted by this devastating fire.
Today's the first day back. I told Lola if she sees any of her classmates like who lost their home to give them a hug.
I was displaced. I have 51 friends and acquaintances who have lost their homes.
Craig Figner for CBS News, Pasadena, California.
A federal judge has temporarily blocked President Trump's order ending birthright citizenship, calling it blatantly unconstitutional. Washington State Attorney General Nick Brown was one of the AGs who sued over it.
We are really relieved, frankly, that at least this court has seen the blatant unconstitutional action of this president.
CBS's Natalie Brand tells us Trump may put even more troops at the border.
CBS News has learned the Trump administration is considering sending as many as 10,000 U.S. troops to the southern border and potentially using military bases to hold migrants awaiting deportation. The Pentagon has already said around 1,500 troops have begun to deploy to help secure the U.S.-Mexico border.
The Senate has confirmed Trump's pick for CIA director.
The nomination is confirmed.
John Ratcliffe was director of national intelligence during Trump's first term. Trump's nominee for defense secretary, Pete Hegseth, is facing a tougher road to confirmation now that Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski, a Republican, has declared she won't support him. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer is a solid no.
If there was one word that should never, ever describe a secretary of defense, it is erratic. But that is the one word that describes Mr. Hegseth best.
OxyContin maker Purdue Pharma and its owners, the Sackler family, will pay $7.4 billion to settle lawsuits over the painkiller and the opioid crisis. Here's Loyola Law professor Lori Levinson.
A real sticking point in this case has been whether the Sacklers, who will no longer be in charge of Purdue, will hold any personal responsibility for what happened to thousands of people with opioid addiction.
The Oscar nominations are out. CBS Entertainment reporter Matt Wolf says Emilia Perez leads the way with 13 nods, including Best Picture.
Emilia Perez was the little film that could, right? It's avant-garde. It's gorgeously shot. It's got a blazing soundtrack, too, and it's got this super compelling, you know, timely sort of story.
Wicked garnered 10 Oscar nominations. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Buc-ee's is coming to Oak Creek. The city and the company behind the massive roadside attraction have worked out a deal for a 74,000-square-foot store at I-94 and Elm Road. That's just south of Ryan Road. At this point, there's an expected opening date of 2027. A 19-year-old Racine woman has been charged in a fatal hit-and-run last month. Shamia Anderson allegedly told police she's never had a driver's license. 44-year-old Wayne Carr died after being hit on Memorial Drive. Forest Park Elementary in Kenosha is closed today due to a major water main break. The incident resulted in a loss of water and restrooms not working. Racine-based Modine is opening a new facility in Franklin. A 153,000-square-foot facility is expected to create 200 jobs. The Racine County Sheriff's Office announced the passing of retired canine Nitro yesterday. The 12-year-old Belgian Malinois served the department for over 9 years. And Racine's Littleport Brewing Company recently closed their downtown location due to financial challenges. However, the owners now say they're exploring relocation to their historic Wiggly Mill building across the street. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks headed back to Milwaukee today after nearly a foot of snow around New Orleans shut down the roads and the airport. Last night's game against the Pelicans called off due to the weather. It'll be rescheduled later this season. Tonight, the Bucks host the Miami Heat with 41 games left on the schedule. Milwaukee the half point of the regular season, 13 games before the All-Star break. Damian Lillard on holding onto that fourth place spot in the Eastern Conference.
In this closing stretch, we got to have that more than anything else because it's going to come down to where our mind is. If we do, you know, I think we'll go into the break feeling good about ourselves, and I think right now we're trending in that direction.
College basketball, UWM last night with a 95-79 victory over Wright State in Fairborn, Ohio. Milwaukee now tied for second place in the Horizon League, two games behind Cleveland State. And former Packers defensive back Terrell Buckley named the new head coach at Mississippi Valley State. Buckley played for seven different teams in the NFL after being a first-round pick for Green Bay in 1992. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, and that'll keep the wind chill hovering either side of zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 22. We're back to 35 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
WRJN. Who's that I see walking in these woods? Why, it's Little Red Riding Hood. Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood. I don't think little big girls should go walking in these spooky old.
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Good afternoon, I'm Kurt Vollmann. Well, a pizza delivery guy in Germany was fined for spitting in a customer's salad before delivering it to him. Now, I see where the confusion came in. The guy ordered a Caesar salad, but he thought he said sneezer salad.
Time and again, I get all the love you've been denying. Mark Disturdement. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high, ain't no valley low, ain't no river wide.
Don't have to.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Let me ask you something. How often do you delete things from your smartphone or other device? It says here, 52% of Americans have never deleted anything, files, apps, or anything else from their devices. Another 33% said they have files on their phones or other devices that are 10 years old or older.
Menards is the one-stop shop for huge savings on new energy-efficient appliances. Upgrade your home today and save big on top appliance brands including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. We carry the largest in-stock selection of home appliances starting at the lowest prices and ready to take home today. Check out our entire selection of home appliances on Menards.com. Plus, view the weekly flyer for many other great deals happening now.
Save big money.
Every day is a great day to visit O&H Danish Bakery. And this week, O&H is featuring their tiramisu kringle. Introduced a couple of years ago, tiramisu kringle has become an instant hit. It has a coffee-infused cake-based filling with a layer of O&H's mascarpone-style cheese. It's topped with creamy icing and sprinkled with cocoa powder. Be sure to pick up one this week for your family to enjoy. Tiramisu kringle from O&H Danish Bakery in Racine, Sturtevant, and Oak Creek.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/free right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
The Badgers.
Seeds Max face the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir. Pivots, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and it fouls.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Slam dunk! Steven Crow hammers it down.
Catch every game all season long right here on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
After you've started your day with the Don Rosen Morning Show on WRJN, be sure to stay tuned for the rest of the day as the Dan Marcus Wax Museum brings fun stories and interviews with the timeless hitmakers. And Kurt Vollman recaps events from around town and previews the arts and entertainment in Racine. After Don, it's Dan, then Kurt, as we bring you local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. It's Kurt Vollman. It is going to be cold again tonight. Single digits. In fact, mostly clear skies, a low of about 3 above, but wind chill factors between 5 and 10 below. Tomorrow, Friday, a little bit warmer, a high of 22. And Saturday, not bad. Sunny and 35 on Saturday. 98 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. So many different ways to listen on the historic 1400 AM on the FM dial at 99.9 in Racine or 98.1 in Kenosha or worldwide on the Civic Media app. Now let's get you into the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Charges have been filed in a fatal Racine hit and run back in December. 19-year-old Shamia Anderson has been charged with knowingly operating a motor vehicle without a valid license and hit and run resulting in a death. It follows the fatal collision on December 9th. The victim, 44-year-old Dwayne Carr, was hit on Memorial Drive and later died due to his injuries at the hospital. Anderson allegedly told police she had never had a driver's license. She did flee the scene, but later called to confess. A Buc-ee's is coming to Oak Creek. The city and the company behind the massive roadside attraction have worked out a deal for a 74,000-square-foot store at I-94 and Elm Road. At this point, there's an expected opening date of 2027. A plan for a Buc-ee's near the Dells has stalled out. That's mainly over who's paying for the infrastructure. In his seventh State of the State address, Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 to be the year of the kid. He outlined several policies, programs, and initiatives in an attempt to make kids smarter, healthier, and safer.
We cannot let common sense get lost in debates over whether basic policies could have prevented the most recent shooting, or the one before that, or the one before that. We aren't here in Madison to quibble about the semantics of the last shooting. We are here to do everything we can to prevent the next one.
The Republican response to the speech was delivered by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, and that'll keep the wind chill hovering either side of zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 22. We're back to 35 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 17.
Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, WRJN. Good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. All right, let's take you back 60 years ago today. That would make it January 23rd, 1965. The song Downtown made Petula Clark the first UK female singer to have a number one hit in the U.S. since Vera Lynn did it in 1952. Recording on that song as a session player was Jimmy Page. Remember Jimmy Page, of course, from Led Zeppelin. Let's hear another one of Petula Clark's hits. This is My Love on WRJN.
My love is warm.
Take a ride.
Welcome. We listened. Local news and timeless hits are back on WRJN. Well, you've been waiting for details on how you can win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association. So here's the deal. Next week, our own Dan Marcus is going to play back some segments of an interview he did with Peter Noon of the Herman's Hermits. He's going to do that next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday mornings at about 10:45 a.m. Remember what you heard, because later in the day at about 3:45 or so, I'm going to ask you about the topic of that earlier interview. And the first person to call in and recall the highlights will win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the Association. They're going to be at the Genesee Theater in Waukegan, Illinois on Friday, February 28th. Let's check out the Association now. This is Cherish on WRJM.
Cherish is the word I used to describe all the feeling that I have fighting here for you inside. That I had told you. You don't know how many times I wished that I could hold you. You don't know how many times I wished that I could mold you into someone who could cherish me as much as I cherish you. Cherish is the word that more than a each time I realize that I am not gonna be the one to share your dreams, that I am not gonna be the one to share your schemes, that I am not gonna be the one to share what seems to be the life that you could cherish as much as I do yours. Oh, I'm beginning to think that man has never found the words that could make you want me, that have the right amount of letters, just the right sound that could make you hear, make you see that you are driving me out of my mind. Oh, I could say I need you, but then you'd realize that I want you just like a thousand other guys would say they loved you. With all the rest of their lies, when all they wanted was to touch your face, your hands, and gaze into your eyes. Cherish is the word I used to describe as much as I cherish you.
are Racine's home for local news and timeless hits. WRJN, good afternoon. I'm Kurt Vollman. Hey, are you ready for today's useless fact of the day? Just a random piece of information you can share with your family and friends? Here we go. Today's useless fact is the heart of a blue whale weighs up to 400 pounds. Oh, that's why they say blue whales, they have such big hearts.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at racinetheater.org.
Hunting for the best pizza in Racine? Look no further than Ferraro's, where pizza's been their passion for more than 50 years. Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches, calzones, and when the weather gets cold, Ferraro's heats things up. They have all your lunch and dinner cravings covered. Check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas, perfect for a quick meal, a special occasion, or a tasty solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's Aerial Adventure Park. And dining comes any way you like it. From pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Tom Kelly's Carbon Fiber Mountain Bike. Because more than riding his carbon fiber mountain bike, Tom loves telling people about his carbon fiber mountain bike. Friends, family, even a local barista knows about his carbon fiber mountain bike. And that's why Tom's carbon fiber mountain bike, if you haven't heard about it, is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Baby love,
28 years, WRJN has provided local news and now timeless hits too. Coming up, CBS News at 4, and we'll check in with Stuart J. Waddles in the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom.
When the truth is found.
WRJN.
Some guy.